are listening to Electronica by Veronica on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting around the world at spiritplantsradio.com.
Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives, and more.
I need my sleep. You know, I need 8 hours a day and about 10 at night. And, no, then I'm good. So do I have a message? Is there a message in all this? Because I know all you're going to remember is the dick jokes. I know that. I'm doing 2 hours. The last 7 minutes are dick jokes. Everyone goes, he's so dirty. And with Madonna, it's all fucking pussy on every page. And you go, she's making a political statement. I can't win! Do I have a message? Yes, I do. Here's my message. As scary as the world is, and it is merely a ride. In the amusement park of the universe, it is merely a ride. It has its thrills, it has its chills, it has its ups, it has its downs. My factorum, Martin, getting ready for the pale young men to line up. Either that or I get women, these weird women with their poetry.
Here, Bill, I think you can relate to this.
The hooved beast rode me like the incubus bitch I was. Thanks. I'm not in the mood to read right now. I appreciate your thoughts on the hooved beast who rode you like the incubus bitch you were. That's your poem? No, those are your notes. They fell out of your pocket. Thanks. The world is just a ride. And some people have known it. We think it's real because that's how powerful our minds are, but it's not. It's a ride. And some people have known it and they've come here and told us it's just a ride. And we have killed those people. Because we love the fucking ride. You ever notice that? We always kill the good guys and leave these demons just running amok on the planet. You ever notice that? Jesus murdered, Martin Luther King murdered, Gandhi murdered, Malcolm X murdered, Reagan wounded. But it's just a ride. And since you know it, and some people are tired of the ups and downs and the thrills and chills and prefer instead the quiet, they have to be told it's just a ride.
aho twari duturanye iry'igikondo dusangira byose yanamabanga kuko twari inshuti inshuti z'amagara none barakujyanye hakiri kare none inshuti yanjye reka ngusabe iki none inshuti yanjye reka ngusabe iki ntuzanyibagirwe inshuti ntuzanyibagirwe
are listening to Electronica by Veronica on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting around the world at spiritplantsradio.com.
Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives, and more.
Are there any questions?
If you hate Los Angeles so much, why do you live there?
I'm that kind of a guy. I hate children, and I'm at the playground every day. I'm that kind of a guy. I have to go to the playground because you got to keep your aim. You know what I mean? They dart. You never know where kids are going to go, you know? And I hate wasting ammo. They're tough shots, kids. They dart around. Little things catch their eye. They're not like other people. You can follow them. You know, a little kid will be, you know, might hit someone. I'm moving back to New York City, and New York City, New York's on my mind. New York City, this bum fucking capital of the world, but I'll be there. I hate, you guys got a lot of bums too, I noticed, coming up in England, huh? We exporting that too? We exporting bad times to you? Don't worry, here's American Gladiators. Go back to bed. Join America on the fucking couch. Get your fat ass fatter. Join us. Here's a flag. Here's a fetus. You are the puppet people. We will use symbols to excite you. Bums everywhere. Can't stand them. People think they're homeless. They're bums! Very idea. They want me to give them the hard-earned money my folks send to me every week. Fuck off! My dad works 8 hours a day for this money. Maybe I was raised differently. So you go to school. What do you? What school? Wow. Reddick. Cool. What are you majoring in? Philosophy. I took philosophy. This is how you'll end up. Literally every side of every fucking coin. Spinning in front of you till you're hypnotized. But what if, but then if, but I can't, but then, but what if? I have to...
Thank you for giving me a vehicle to enter. I have I have hypnotized you so that I can enter your being. How well. Suck my own cock.
Horrible. Horrible. Jesus. Guarantee, though, if I'd been laid this year, I'd be doing the cutest, cleanest TV material in the world. This is the way it works. And if it continues, I'll be in a tower with a gun by the end of the year. I'm at the halfway point right now. I took philosophy with nothing but in the summertime, nothing but football players in my class trying to make up credits. They thought philosophy was like an elective. It was great. Teacher would come in and go, God is consciousness, and we are all God trying to realize our full potential. I'm going, cool. Guy in the back of the class would go, yeah, we're going to need to know that. Is that going to be on the quiz? Go ahead and jot that down. That might come up later when the ride gets a little boring to you. I had no luck in school. One time in first grade, our teacher left the room for like a minute. We started playing keep away from this girl with her pencil. We're in first grade. We're all laughing. Y'all quit it. Give me my pencil. Would you quit it? Give me my pencil. Pencil came to me. I threw it. Went in this guy's eye. Everyone in class is going, Jesus Hicks, it's a game. What are you, a psycho or something? Suddenly I'm Henry Lee Hicks here because this guy can't catch a number two pencil like a normal human, you know? I got it. Good move, you dork. I'm an assassin. Teacher came back, Hicks stabbed him. Suddenly I'm going after people. You know? On. It was a childhood game. It went askew. One time I was late to class, but it's not late. No, it's tardy, a school word which means absolute shit on the streets. And if you don't believe me, try showing up late to your first job. Am I tardy? No, you're fired. Not what I thought it meant. I was late to class, tardy, whatever. I'm sitting down. Guy next to me yanks my chair out from under me right when I sat. I fell down. Even the teacher cracks up. That's what you get for being tardy. Man, fuck it. I can sleep better down here anyway. Later on that year, that guy was late. Class had started. He's sitting down. I yank his chair out from under him. Boom! Middle of class. Breaks his fucking back. That guy was in every one of my classes the next 5 years. Real funny, Hicks. Guy with one eye pushed him around. What am I supposed to say to these guys, you know? Well, y'all can park closer to the school now. No more tardies.
Yeah. love is the love. Love is the love.
We'll be right back.
Is it all hopeless? No. I'm going to hurdle this now.
I owe this to you.
What the fuck are you talking about? Here's my point, folks. In the blink of an eye, we can have heaven on earth. It's a choice. That's all it is. There's no evolution, no need to go any farther. We know it now. It's all here. It's all clear. It's all right now. It's a choice. You can look through the eyes of fear. You can look through the eyes of love. That's the only two ways to look. The eyes of fear is insanity. It's not really there. The eyes of love, the only real eyes. Bing, go. Bing, fucking go. Heaven on earth right now if you want. It's a choice. To look through the eyes of love instead of the eyes of fear, just once. Like, for instance, the money we spend on weapons and defense each year, the money we spend on buying bigger locks and more fucking cops, instead if we spent that money feeding, clothing, and educating the poor of the world, which it would pay for many times over, not one human being excluded, we could, as one race, explore outer space together in peace forever. That is my dream. Thank you very much. You've been fantastic. I appreciate it. I hope you enjoyed it. Oxford, you've been great.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.